I'm 8.
Hey, I'm Adam 38.
So I just want to say something real quick. So our dog Pearl, she has this bell on her collar, and every time we were trying to get silence
a
for
bell.
The podcast,
sound like you said bow. It's a bell. In case they misheard.
Yeah, and we're trying to get every time we're trying to get silence for our podcast, her bell would ring.
Yep. So I got to get silence for this certain plug-in I got to use on the audio. Every podcast, we got to get like 5 seconds of silence. And then Pearl was just like, she'd be quiet. And I'd hit record and it would go, ding, ding, ding.
Okay. So we wanted to talk about this essay that I have to finish in 2 weeks and one day.
First, let me give you the rundown. Let's start this podcast with an itinerary. These are our topics for today. Bonnie's essay on a president. My embarrassing wedding speech. Math helps you make everyday decisions, like whether I should drive back to Austin to get my toothbrush. Go ahead, Bonnie.
So I have this sheet, front and back of presidents. There are 45 president choices that I can choose one of them to study over.
Sorry, I raised a finger and I made her lose her train of thought there. But I was going to say, I'm with you guys right now. I've not heard this before. She was starting to tell me when I picked her up from school, and I said, save it. I want to hear about this essay. I don't know anything about it. Sounds pretty intensive. So let's figure out what's required of you, Bonnie.
So tomorrow we have a chance to get books. So you choose one president to study over, get books, read in the books, get history over the president that you chose on the sheet. There are these sheets of questions that it wants you to answer. And so you're supposed to answer all of these questions, get some facts out of books and history books and stuff for the president that you chose. I have 2 weeks and one day to do this. And then there's this address these key questions in your report. So.
Okay, so let's hear some of the questions.
Okay, so read this.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
What achievements made your president famous or notable in history? So, I'm sorry. Did you say which president you're thinking about?
No. I might do Benjamin Harris or...
Who's that?
What?
Nothing. I said, who was that? I was one of those kids who never had a class. Even kids within my same school, based on the teacher... memorize the presidents in a song and the state capitals in a song. We never learned those. So that's why I'm impeded in life.
I'm not going to do George Washington because I already know facts about him, or Abraham Lincoln. So I'm going to do something like someone that I've never learned facts about in school.
That's good. A lot of kids are going to do Abe Lincoln, I bet. Try, I don't know, Andrew Jackson.
Why?
He's pretty notorious. No, wait, maybe I was thinking of, not Andrew Jackson, John Adams. Who was our second one?
What?
Who was our, get on that list. Who was our second one?
John Adams.
That's right. I think he was the general in the War of 1812.
Whoa,
I'm going to Wikipedia that.
He was president from 1797 to 1801. That was a long time.
My dates. Maybe Adams was a general in the War of 1812. Write us, historian listeners, or Googlers. And Wikipedia's Bonnie featuring Matt at gmail.com. How long is this essay?
Well, we're supposed to get facts, like I said, answer the questions, then put all the facts into a rough draft, four paragraphs. Last time I only did three. We've done three other essays, I think. So last time I only did three. That was over earthquakes. So this time, I don't know how many paragraphs we're doing, but I might. We usually do four, so I might do three this time too. Mm-hmm. But so get all the information, put it into a rough draft, and then we'll edit it and then put it into a final draft.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's kind of what I see here. So the first says you have 2 weeks to complete it. First week, you got to choose and read the biography of the president you choose, then answer research questions. I didn't see the questions. Is there a separate sheet with your questions? We'll find that. But then it says week two is write rough draft and final copy. So, all right. Well, here's how you're going to be graded. Four categories: spelling, punctuation, and complete sentences is the first one. Sentence variety is the second one. So you know what that means? Sentence variety.
No.
You know what variety means?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
Like a bunch of different choices.
Mm-hmm. Like various things. So you don't just write, George Washington was born on this date. George Washington became our president. George Washington chopped down a cherry tree. George Washington built the White House. Those are the only facts I know. But see, the similarity in those sentences are just like, they start with George Washington and he did a thing. You don't want to do that. You want to change it up.
Well, actually, to be exact, the legend was he got an axe for his birthday, for his sixth birthday, and then he chopped down his dad's cherry tree, but it was just a legend.
Right. You know what another? Tell me if you heard this one. He had teeth, fake teeth made of wood.
I have not heard that one.
It's a myth. Nobody had wood teeth. It's a horrible idea. The other groups are paragraph form. So three paragraphs. There we go. Three paragraphs. Got it?
Got it.
And neatness. This just means, I guess, your handwriting. Is that right?
Yeah. And like,
don't erase the whole thing. Make your words different sizes and your letters all wonky. Have neat handwriting. Don't scribble words out.
Last time I got fourth place.
That's pretty good. What was that essay about?
Earthquakes.
Cool. Did you research it? You read a book?
No.
You just wrote about it off the top of your head?
No, we read a piece of paper. Yeah, we read.
Okay. Well, I'm getting mad. I was mad yesterday, wasn't I?
Yeah.
About a homework paper that came home?
Yeah.
Why was I mad?
We were doing tests over guessing. Guessing.
Okay. So first of all, this is in math class. These questions were to guess. This is some bullshit, I swear. Was I saying that last night a lot?
Yeah.
I was truly, truly mad. All right. Now, do we have it? Here. Let me read some of these questions. Yeah, okay. This is it, right on top of this homework stack. So the exercise, they're going through this block of, like, they're learning about estimating. Have they been using that word? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Estimating.
And rounding.
Basically, you're guessing. This is math, and you're graded on how
we're
good you can.
We're measuring, by the way.
Yeah, okay, so it's measuring is the overall lesson you're learning. But here, let me give you an example of one of these questions.
Like the ones with the dots right here, we measured with rulers in class, but then there is, I guess she accidentally marked that wrong and then she crossed it out. But
I'll do the ones without measuring.
The baseball one.
Yeah, okay.
Or the baseball bat.
Yeah.
So guess.
Okay. So here's one. Jerome plays baseball at the park. Which is the best estimate of the length of a baseball bat. All right, so this is not a piece of paper with a life-size baseball bat drawn on it that you can measure. They're asking third graders to guess the length of a f***ing baseball bat. And here are the options. There's four choices. A yard, 1 foot, 3 yards, 3 inches. All right. Well, that kind of narrows it down, I guess. I see what they're going for there. They're trying to get them to have a concept of what, because these are pretty disparate measurements. But here's what is the width of a penny to the nearest centimeter? 1, 2, 3, or 4 centimeters. How the f*** am I supposed to know how many centimeters wide a penny is without a penny there to measure? You know what I mean, Bonnie?
Yeah.
So I don't know who to go to. I can't go to the principal. They don't do the do I call the publisher? Do I call the school board? I don't know who determines the curriculum and decides what kids should be graded on. But why this really made me mad is because Bonnie missed a lot of these and is going to drag her grade down. And I don't think this is something you can grade. Just make this a fun guessing game in class. Don't grade them on it. Anyway, hold on, let's take a break. All right, we're back.
I just found there's two Grover Cleveland listed on this. So it looks like he stopped from, he was the 22nd president, and then he was also the 24th president. From 22nd was 1885 to 1889, and then 24th was 1893 to 1897.
Is that who you want to do?
No, I just found that.
That would be a cool reason to do him.
Yeah.
Serve two non-consecutive terms. I did not know that was the case, actually. And I hope this isn't a typo and I'm just believing it, but it's interesting.
So I think I'm going to do Benjamin Harris. I don't know why, but he's like the 23rd, so I wanted to see. Because I've never learned about him before, so...
Nobody else is going to choose that one, but I'm sure there's a lot of good facts you can write about. By the way, it's Andrew Jackson who was the general in 1812, not John Adams. So there you go. Should I talk about my horrible speech at the wedding?
Do you think? I don't know.
All right, I'll talk about it.
Will it be embarrassing?
No, I'm not going to give the speech here on the podcast. Went to a wedding for my old friend Ryan in Austin, Texas this weekend, and they messed up the order. The planner was very good, but she messed up the order. She was calling everybody up. There was only like 5 people who were giving speeches, and it's usually like the very close friends and family of the bride and the groom who give speeches, right? You've been to weddings. I don't know if you remember the part where people stand up and give speeches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was supposed to be tucked in there like number 3 or something with a group of friends, but everybody went through. The bride's dad spoke. He might have gone after me. I can't remember now, but I went after the groom's dad. The dads should be the last. Like these were very heartfelt, caring speeches. And then I get up there and I'm doing stand-up comedy. And I was bombing the first half. I think the whole thing was 5 or 6 minutes. I can't remember, but nobody was laughing the first minute. But I pulled it together at some point and my jokes started landing with young people. None of the old people wanted to have anything to do with it. I told a lot of coronavirus jokes in it.
That coronavirus is not whatsoever funny. There is no funny part about the coronavirus, except my mom's glasses were stuck in the warehouse that she ordered in the coronavirus in China.
So. Oh, no. She ordered her glasses from the coronavirus warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Tell her to send them back. Don't.
She's
don't
been
wear
wearing them.
Them.
She's.
Ah! Don't.
Well, they disinfected them. Well, she did. Well.
Well, holy crap. I don't know if Lysol or anything kills coronavirus. Jeez. Anyway, I'm being harsh, actually, guys. My speech really killed it. I'm coming to realize as my memory settles down and sheds a distorted light over that night, I think I killed it. But man, the next morning I was like, oh man, did I run the wedding? No, many people came up to me and said I killed it. And it was genius. One person said genius. Yeah, but they were all young people. Old people hated me. So then the other thing was I left my toothbrush there at Ryan and Lauren's where I was staying. And here's where the everyday math comes in. You asked me, you remember what you asked me about the toothbrush?
Oh, imagine if you had to drive all the way back there to get your toothbrush.
And then I said to you, we can figure that out with some simple math. But wait, we'll figure it out on the podcast. So Austin's like, I don't know, 500 miles or something off the top of my head. Google it, guys, and write us. Oklahoma City to Austin. BonnieFeaturingMatt@gmail.com. So if I had to drive 500 miles, it's about two tanks of gas. Okay. And that means about $80 to get there and then $80 to get back. And it's 14 hours altogether just driving. How much is it to mail a toothbrush? Take a guess.
Like you have a like electric toothbrush, so.
Cost more to mail those? They're a little heavier, yeah.
Fancy.
No, it does. It costs
like,
a little more than that.
Like a normal toothbrush without batteries. I don't know.
Well, they don't. Do you think that they charge you more to mail it if it's fancier? Or if I'll just tell you. If it weighs more, it costs more. If the box is bigger, it costs more. That's all they look at. Take a guess, though.
$30?
You're not too far off. It would probably be $13. So we're looking at $13 to mail it. And 1 minute to send Ryan a FedEx label versus $160 and 14 hours to drive and get it. So which one would you do?
I would mail it.
Math.